Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sid City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening?
Playing.
There's to be no plan if you move your ass, better walk slow. I bet I'd even hear you motherfuckers. Yeah, motherfuckers like playing Xbox or PlayStation and whatever. Today's the day. Don't do nothing. Now, the only thing you better be moving is your motherfucking hands. Don't be running around. Ain't no tag. Ain't no nothing.
My mom used to always say, sit down, you're moving around, you're making it hot. How the hell am I making it hot when I'm just walking around? It's hot. Sit your ass down.
Your stink ass letting off heat. You said,
what? You're just walking around. I'm just going to the bathroom. It's too hot.
Sit your motherfucking ass down.
I tell about air conditioning then, goddamn it, it's so fucking hot, I can't move.
That ain't what you said.
No, that's what I wanted
you
to say.
You fetch your ass down.
Hell
with
yeah.
Put your ass outside. Check this out, man. I'm going to tell you, dog. You know what I just said, man? I know me and you just was talking before the show went on. And I said that, you know, I really don't let my personal business out on the show. But you know what, dog? You right, man. I'm going to say it. I mean, I feel like I need to. I mean, I'm trying to wrap my mind around the concept of, okay, abandonment. You know what I'm saying? Abandonment versus trying to make your life better. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I made a little move. You know what I'm saying? I did a little something. And I was told the baby missiles that I abandoned my kids.
Okay, hey, y'all discuss that, man. I gotta do a little politicking right quick. Discuss that.
Okay. That's your name.
Mm-hmm.
I was told that I abandoned. I mean, you know, I'm not staying where I used to stay. And I was told because I'm not staying there, I abandoned my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whereas it's not like these kids, it's not like I'm not an intricate part of their lives.
I mean,
man, what you do, flash somebody?
What?
I just heard somebody say, "Ooh, wee!" I thought you walked around in front of the damn window or something.
Oh, it was funny, but that's not to me. That's not considered abandonment. It's just that you went somewhere to better yourself. It's not like you're not ever going to see the kid. I can see if you left or went somewhere and you're not calling them and you're not, you know, making plans to see them and stuff like that.
Hey, that's my whole thought process. But, I mean, this is what I was told. I was told I abandoned. I mean, and my whole thing is abandoned? Abandoned, that's a rough-ass word to use.
Because, I mean, a lot of people move and, you know, their jobs may have to take them somewhere else and things like that. So it's like, you know, as long as you talk to the kids and, you know, had them understand, you know, why you was moving and it didn't have nothing to do with them or anything and that, you know. But, of course, you know, if the parents are in their ear, the mamas or whoever.
Right.
Telling
and
them these things,
problem.
Of course they start doubting it. You see what I'm saying? They start doubting what you said, and they're going to question. But, you know, as long as you keep telling them, you see what I'm saying? You know,
whenever
they start doubting what you said, because, you know, they can't help but to doubt it because if somebody else is in their ear, just keep reiterating it to them. That's all. You know, even though it probably hurts to hear them say it, but you keep telling them, you know, why you moved.
Right. And, I mean, I'm just trying to figure that out because it was just like, I mean, it really threw me. It took me back. I mean, bottom line, I can honestly say that kind of hurt it.
Yeah.
That kind of hurt it. And then, you know, I learned the lesson. And someone told me, like, you know, wait a minute. I mean, hold on. I'm having a little technical difficulty right there. Bear with me one second.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. I tell you what you do, man. This is what you do. You tell your kids' moms that if they're not feeling you trying to better yourself in order to take better care of your kids.
And kiss my ass.
Tell them to kiss your ass.
That's been said and all that.
I mean, how you gonna get mad at somebody for trying to better themselves so they can take better care of their kids? That's bullshit,
man. No, and I'm gonna tell you, it got so far as that. Now, and like I said, normally this ain't me, but I just said fuck it, I'm gonna let it ride tonight. I was told that because she gotta work, I can't see my kids this summer because they got to stay there and watch her child. And I feel like, okay, all right, I mean, I understand that, but why do I get penalized for seeing my kids? Because, you know what I'm saying, you need to try to make other plans.
Well, don't you got other family that can keep
out? Right, where grandma at?
Shit, where's daddy at?
Exactly. That's just being said out of spite.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I really don't, and I mean, you know, I don't want to get the law into it, you know what I'm saying? Because I got rights and I know I got them. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of these motherfuckers going to sit here and say, well, what can I do? I know what I can do, but my thing is, I don't want to go that far, and I'm trying to be, like, you know, civilized, like, let's sit down and talk this out. But it's like, okay.
Okay,
nah,
let's hold on, dog. Hold on for a second, man. Hold on for a second. I don't want to cut you off, dog, but not too long ago, me and you had this same conversation with my situation. What'd you tell me?
Right.
Do what
I
gotta
know.
Do. Do what
right.
You gotta
yeah.
Do. Fuck
yeah,
your dumb
you right
shit.
There, brother. You right there, brother. You right. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I know my rights. And I didn't have to show them too many times. And that's my whole thing. If you know me, you know me, you know what I'm going to do. You know I'm not going to just turn tail and run away. Why keep going through this? I mean, at some point, you got to look and say, okay, look, I know what this guy going to do. I know what he's capable of. I know how far he's willing to go when it comes to these kids. Why keep putting the kids through that? I guess that's what I'm really not understanding. Why would you put your kids through this?
Okay, hold on. Hold on before you answer that. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Hey, man, this is Abel, man. What's going on, man?
The green machine. What's happening? I heard from you in a minute.
I know, man. You know, shit. I've been thinking about you guys, so I just gotta hit you up and see what's up. You know, what's the topic tonight?
Okay, you can relate to this topic. You can relate to this topic. Go ahead and fill him in, dog, because he got
okay.
A daughter too, so he can relate.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is the thing that's going on here. You know, I made a change in my life. I made like a move in my life, and because I made this move. My kids' mother, they're trying to instill in their heads that I abandoned them, which ain't nothing changed. I talk to them as much as possible. You know what I'm saying? I talk to them, and they're trying to put in their head, oh, you see what your daddy did? He just up and left y'all. Where the situation is not like that. It's not like I just moved somewhere and just, you know, I'm just laying up on my ass. I'm trying to better myself. You know, I'm trying to make it where I won't have to struggle as much when it comes down to providing for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it's still being said that, you know, it's still being put in their head that I abandoned them, you know. And then, you know, I said, well, to prove it, let me come get them for the summer. Well, you know, they like, bottom line, my kid's mother's like, no, because I got to work and they got to sit here and watch the kid, watch my kid, which is not my child. So, I mean, you know, I understand the concept that, you know, because, hell, I had to do it growing up. I had to do and which leads me to my thing is that, you know, my whole thing is I'm not going to let my kids get their childhood took away from them the way, you know, the way we had ours taken away from us. I mean, we had to. It wasn't because, you know, it wasn't that our mothers was, you know, it wasn't that. I mean, our mothers struggled. Our mothers struggled and fathers wasn't there. So we had to do what we had to do to help, to kick in. We had to kick in. Well, I feel like, shit, you a kid. You're going to get to be a kid in my eyes. If you my kid, you're going to get to be a kid. You know, your summers is going to be your summers. You out of school. You're going to enjoy your summer.
So is this Cass?
Yeah, this Cass.
Okay, how old are the kids?
Oh, I got a slew of them, man. I got a 16-year-old, I got a 13-year-old, and a 12-year-old.
Oh, man, you don't have to worry about that kid, you know, because, yes, my thing, those kids have reached this level in their lives where they actually know who is who or who is what, no matter
what I tell
them. You know, so at that age, it doesn't really matter what anybody tells them. They're going to make up their own mind as to what is right and what is not right and what is true and what is lie. So all you have all you have to do from my own experience is just keep on being a good dad, you know. And as far as you actually getting the kids to come spend time with you, if she doesn't allow that, you could get the law to extend their hand and make it happen. I mean, you have rights to the kids too.
Oh, believe, trust and believe. I've done that before. I've got to that point where I've had to have them interjected because the simple fact is, hey, I'm not finna let nobody, you know, dictate mine. You know what I'm saying? So I have done that. You know, but I mean, at some point, my whole thing is, don't let me just get tired. I mean, come on, you know, I'm not gonna give up without a fight. So why is you sitting there trying to fight me every step of the way? These kids see what you're doing. I don't know if you don't realize this or not, but these kids see what you're doing. These kids see that, okay, you trying to fuck over my father. You're trying to fuck over my father, and I'm seeing this. I mean, and I try to tell them, y'all not doing nothing. Y'all don't do nothing but pull them kids closer to me every time y'all do this shit.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I feel you, dog. I have mine now, dude. It was a struggle. It was a long-ass fight. You know what I'm saying? I had my daughter's mother, you know, talking crazy, you know, down-talking me, you know what I'm saying? But see, my daughter's 17, so she knew what was going on. You know what I mean?
Right.
And she finally said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to live with my father. You know what I mean? At least he's going to keep it real with me. He's going to tell me exactly what's going on. I'm not going to lie to her. You know what I'm saying? And I used to not say bad shit about my daughter's mother in her presence.
Yeah. Yeah, I was that same way. Now, you know what, man? And I'm gonna tell you, dog. I'm gonna tell you. Somebody really close to me told me this, man. And I did do it, and you've done it too. And that was like one of my biggest reasons for like getting out of my situation is because somebody told me, you know, we cater too much. We cater too much. We not only did we not say anything bad, we never expressed our feelings. We always tried to be that friend or that person, always tried to be there for them because I was our kid's mother. And shit, man, we just need to let them live their motherfucking life. Stay the fuck out their way and tell them to stay the fuck out of us.
Hey, that's what I did. Hold on, man. I'm going to bring this is Prissy Girl, right?
Yes.
What's happening?
Hey. Hello. Hi.
What's going on, Prissy?
Hey.
Okay, you push one, so what you got for us? You jumping in on this conversation?
Yes.
Okay.
My mother and father got divorced when I was 12. and my mother tried to throw all kinds of salt on my dad, and I knew that he was a good father. And so, and he kept on, you know, doing what he had to do. He paid child support. He bought us, you know, anything extra we needed. And, you know, I just kind of ended up resenting my mother because she kept trying to throw salt on my father.
And you know what? My daughter's the same way now. All these
years. Yeah, mine
years,
is too. Mine is
seeing
too.
The truth. She's seeing the motherfucking truth. Now her mama's sitting over there, you know what I'm saying, looking all stupid. Because all these years you've been talking that bullshit about me, but where's she at now? She here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, I got much love for all single mothers. I really do. I have a whole new respect for single mothers. Because the shit, I put this on the page too, y'all, in the blog. Y'all go and read it if y'all want. ShannonCity.Spruce.com. But I have a whole new respect for single mothers. Because, man, the shit that we put our mothers through is the same shit that we're going to get back, except it's going to be a little bit worse. You know what I mean? I mean, I see how my mom had to struggle, you know, by our father not being there and all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I see that shit up close and personal now because her mom's not in her life right now. You know, they don't even talk. You know what I mean? And I see the struggle that my moms had to go through to raise us. And I just, Janine, Christy girl, single mothers, I got a whole lot of respect for y'all. I really do. I used to didn't think it was that hard until I was put in a situation where I had actually raised my child. You know what I mean? I always thought, you know, y'all deal with it. Y'all mothers, y'all can deal with it. Y'all used to that kind of thing. But I got a whole different respect for y'all. I really do. Because it's hard being a single parent. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
So I got much love for y'all, for all the single mamas out there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure we got some other single mamas that's listening to the show right now. All y'all got to do is push one. We'll bring y'all in. I got nothing but respect for y'all. And to my man, you know what you got to do, dog. The same shit you told me, you got to do it, man. Go to court, dog. Take ass to court.
You
got rights.
That's the whole thing, dog. I've already been there. I've been there and done that. That's the whole thing. All I got to do is show this piece of paper. Bam. Ain't nothing they can say.
Well, go down there and get them. Go get them. She can't
right.
stop me.
I mean, my whole thing was let's try to be adults about it. Let's try to talk first. Let's try to talk.
Dude.
Everything don't have to be, well, you know, I got to call the police on you, or you think you're going to tell your boyfriend on me. It shouldn't have to be like that, because either way, I'm going to come out on top, because the police are going to see my side, and then I'm going to whoop your boyfriend's ass. So it don't matter.
Well, there's no need
well,
to
Well,
no
if she's refusing to allow you to see the kids, and there's a court order for her to allow you to see the children, and she's not following through with that, you have the right to call the police to escort you to her home.
I've been through it. You know I've been through it, dog. You know. Hey, I ain't going to fight with y'all. Shit, I'm going to let the police tell you what to do. I refuse to fight with y'all anymore. But
and you know what?
Like,
when the cops get there, dog, when the police get there, you tell her, hey, me and my daughter's mother.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's what you tell her.
You have documentation, Kev?
Oh, yeah, all day long. Like I said, I've been to that point where I had to just like, hey, okay, all right, let me go get my paperwork, and I'll be back with the police. But my thing is, after so many times of doing this, after so many times of going back and forth with this, I mean, the kids are getting older. They understand more. I mean, do we really got to keep going through this? I mean, at what point do you grow up and say, okay, let's do this. Let's be civilized. You know, do we got to do this? Is this going to be an every summer event or every other weekend event, or, you know, why do we got to go through this? Why do women, I mean, you know what, I'm not going to say women, I'm gonna say, why do people try to just, I mean, you know what I'm saying? For the sake of your kid, if nothing else, try to come to a mutual agreement. Don't try. I mean, you constantly trying to fight me, or you know what I'm saying? You constantly trying to fight that person. You constantly, I mean, because you jealous, or you know what I'm saying? Because your life ain't go right and mine did. I mean, you know. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be honest with you. I was an asshole growing up. I'd be the first to admit that I was at. Yeah, I swear to a certain extent. But everybody, and I'm going to tell you, the biggest thing is that nobody thought I was going to grow up. Everybody thought I was going to be this low. I was going to be, I mean, in their eyes, before it was all said and done, I would probably be dead or in jail. That's what they thought. Okay, he'll be dead in jail with the route he's going. He's not going to change. He's going to be this one type of person. He's going to always remain this type of person. He got too much street in him. He's not going to let that street come out of him. And, you know, so it's like, okay, I go with this guy or that guy because this guy, that guy seems like he got more going for him. Well, now the table's been turned. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that same guy no more. But, you know, this is what you want to tell everybody. But everybody that you tell that know me, like, no, that's not the same guy. He's not the same guy he used to be.
Right.
I mean,
look at that, man. Go over there, get your kids. You know what I mean? And if she wanna, you know, she wanna play Billy Badass, or her boyfriend wanna play Billy Badass, just
go
tell
ahead.
Me.
Make my day.
I know, and that's my whole thing, dog. And now that leads me to my next question. You know,
Hold on. Before you get to your next question, man, we gonna go into a little song right quick. Plus, we got quite a few people listening to the show. If y'all want to jump in, you gotta push one. I'll bring you in, and you can get down. My man, looking for some advice. I know somebody got something for him. All right, y'all, this is the new DJ Khalid. I think I did.
I'm getting so cold. I ain't wait to talk since I was 18. Apologize if I say anything I don't mean. Like, what's up with your best friend? We get all have some fun to leave me. And what's up with these new niggas? And why they think it all comes so easy?
But get it while you here, boy. Cause all that hype don't feel the same next year, boy. Yeah. And I'll be right here in my spot with a little more cash than I already got. Tripping off you cause you had your shot. With my skin tan and my hair long. With my fans who've been so patient. Me and 40 back to work, but we still smell like a vacation. Hate your rumors, hate your bullshit, hate these fucking allegations. I'm just feeling like the throne is for the taking.
Watch me take all it. I care about is money in the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it. I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck in my excuses that I'm young. And I'm only getting older. Somebody should have told you I'm on one. Yeah. Fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one.
Two white cups that I got that drink. Could be purple or could be pink. Depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit. Cause I'm on one.
I put fuck it, I'm on
one. I'm burning purple flowers. It's burning my chest. I bury the most cash and burning the rest. Walking on the clouds, suspended in thin air. The ones beneath me recognize the red bottoms I wear. Burning in the belt, move the kids to the heels. Then shorty on the sink, do it for the thrill. Kiss you on your neck and tell you everything is great. Even though I'm out on bond and might be facing Nate. Still running with the same niggas to the death of me. Ever seen a million cash, gotta count it carefully. Ever made love to the woman of your dreams? In a room full of money out in London as she screams. baby, I could take it there. Call Mark Jacobs personally to make a pair. So yeah, we on one, the feeling ain't fair. And it's double MG until I get the chair.
All I care about is money in the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke until it's done. I don't really give a fuck, and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should have told you I'm on one, yeah. Fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one.
Two white cups that I got that drink. Could be purple or could be pink, depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit, cause I'm on one. I said fuck it, I'm on one. I walk around the club, fuck everybody, and all my niggas got that heat, I feel like Pat Riley. Yeah, too much money ain't enough money. You know the feds listening. Nigga, what money? I'm a made nigga, I should dust something. You niggas on the bench like the bus coming. Ain't nothing sweet but the switch. Some folks might as well say cheese for the pitch. Oh, I'm about to go Andre the Giant. You a sellout, but I ain't buying. Chop a dissect a nigga like science. Put an end to your world like the Mayans. It's a celebration, bitches. Mazel tov, it's a slim chance I fall. Olive oil, don't you be the name. Don't ask me how I got it. I'm killing these hoes, I swear I'm trying to stop the violence.
All I care about is money, yeah. In the city that I'm from, I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke until it's done. I don't really give a fuck, and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you I'm on one, yeah. Fuck it, I'm on one. YMCA, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on.
Two white cups that I got that drink. Could be purple or could be pink, depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit, cause I'm on one. I said fuck it, I'm on.
All right, y'all.
Hey,
dog. How many y'all like that song?
Wait a minute, man. Who like
that song?
I like that song, man. I like that song. I'm feeling that. Now, I'm not the biggest Lil Wayne fan, but did you hear the one little line he said? They say, my niggas pack so much heat, I feel like Pat Riley. I like that. That was tight there.
That's Rick Ross. Rick Ross, bad motherfucker. That motherfucker smooth as hell. He be flowing.
That's fat. Lil Wayne, like all fat motherfuckers. He been liking Biggie, and he been dead 20 years.
I don't like Biggie, man. But let's go move on with the show, man. Oh, but first of all, for all y'all out there that's listening, y'all got to push one. I see you. All right, let's go, man.
All right. Hey, you know, I'm following up on what we were talking about earlier, man. And I was saying how, you know, if the boyfriend get in the way, my biggest problem with that is that it's because a lot of them, they tell they boyfriends or their significant others or whatever, he's this, he's that, he's this type of person, he's that type of person. So that makes them feel like, okay, I got to nut up, I got to be hard, I got to be gangster. Which leads to my next question. Would you rather be more feared than respected out here in these streets?
Okay, now before anybody answers, we're gonna let the new caller in the Sin City answer. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Hey, this is Sean.
What's happening, Sean? Would you rather be respected or feared in the streets?
I'll respect it.
Why? Why respect it and not fear it?
Yeah, because, shit, respect come before fear. You almost, I mean, to be respected is like, I don't know. I'd rather be more respected.
Now, hold on, dog. Now, I understand about the respect thing. Now, I'll be the first to say, in my younger years, I wanted to be feared. I wanted you to fear me when you saw me. I wanted motherfuckers to be like, oh, that nigga Cass, he crazy. He this, he that. I wanted that fear factor. I wanted it because I thought fear lasted longer than respect. I honestly did. But now that I got older, I believe that respect goes a long way. But I really thought fear lasted longer. But fear, all fear do is make a motherfucker feel like, okay, if I'm scared of you, I'm liable to do anything to you because I'm so fucking scared of you. Then motherfucker kill you quick.
I disagree with that, and I'm gonna tell you why. But first, I'm gonna let everybody on the show answer your question. So we'll start with Prissy Girl. You rather be feared or respected?
Respected.
Why? Why respected and not feared?
Because I don't want anyone to think that. The reason I don't want to be feared is because I don't want anyone to think that I'm going to hurt them in any way, or that I'm going to take advantage of them in any way, that I'm going to jack them up in any type of way, because I'd rather be respected. That means I'm a person of high esteem, that they recognize me as a person of integrity, and someone that they could come to if they needed help.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's ask Cleo. Cleo. Yeah. You know, from Set It Off.
I was gonna get to Cleo. No, whoa. Hold your answer, Cleo. Let me bring in Abel. Abel, respected or feared?
Well, I think there's more value to a woman being respected than anything else. You know, in my own way of looking at things, and in my own words, and in my own thinking, I would rather go with a woman that is respected or that respects herself than anything else. You know, because that's
no, value. We talking about you. If you was on the street, let's say if you was a big time drug dealer, would you want your people to respect you or fear you?
Oh man, I don't think I'm fitting that other topic, man. Try somebody else, because I will never go that route.
Okay, that is cool, motherfucker. Damn.
All right, let's bring in Cleo. Cleo, what you got for me?
Cleo.
Yes.
Look, and she knows who we talking about. Because I'm going to put my gun in your motherfucking mouth.
I would rather be respected.
Now, come on, Cleo.
Why?
Come on, Cleo. Come on, Cleo.
I know.
Respect goes farther than fear. It's just you would always rather be respected because it's like you something that you've earned. Respect is more something that you've earned to get, so you protect that more than just having fear. And people would do more for you when they respect you.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
I agree.
I'm gonna answer that question. So everybody that said respect, I ain't feeling that one. I would prefer to be feared. That's just me personally, because when you're feared, nobody's gonna short you. Everybody's gonna have your money. And your people gonna do what you tell them to do because they fear you. They know if they don't, it's gonna be consequences.
But you can have respect without having to have someone fear you. You can have those same qualities without someone having to fear you.
without
you
having
to recognize. I totally disagree.
When you got the name of being somebody who is feared, you got to deal with a lot of problems because you always going to have the others who going to want to, you know what I'm saying, who going to want to, you know what I mean, be more feared.
Somebody
going to
want to apply.
Let me ask y'all a question. How many of y'all ever watched the series called The Wire? Anybody ever seen The Wire?
Oh, I love it.
No, I watched it.
In The Wire, there was a character who was based on a real person named Omar. Omar was feared.
And who said
a
little?
At the end of the show, true enough, he got killed.
Thank you. He was feared and he got himself caught up in some bullshit and ended up dead.
And
that's what I'm talking about.
No, hold on. The dude was so tight, he was so feared that when they saw him, they just gave him the dope. They just dropped it right out the window. Here you go.
See, but that's not the type of lifestyle I live.
Right.
So I wouldn't be caught up in any bullshit like that.
That's crazy. Who would want that? Who would want to be in a situation to wear a shoe, to be feared? You're going to have some competition. And it's going to end, usually in shit, like you said, death.
Dead or in prison.
Yeah. Every drug dealer I ever met wanted to be feared. They'd rather be feared than respected.
And they were
because
all
when
men.
Because when you live in those streets.
Wait a minute, say that again. Hold on.
They were all men.
I didn't hear what you said, Bubba.
Every drug dealer I've ever known would much rather be feared than respected.
Well, of course they'd rather be feared. Of course they'd rather be feared.
Right, and they were men.
That's my whole point. Because, see, when you're out there living that lifestyle, you only got two things going for you.
All I have in this world is my balls and my word, and I don't break them for no one. You understand?
That's all you got. That's your balls and your word. Your balls make people fear you. Your word make people do what the hell you tell them to do.
But if someone respects you, they're also going to do what you tell them to do. Because they trust your judgment.
They're going to do it more out of fear than respect. They're going to do it because they fear you. They're not going to do it because they respect you. They're going to do it because they fear you. There's consequences if you don't do what you're told.
What are the consequences? You're talking about a whole different lifestyle. I'm talking about being in a normal, everyday living environment. I can't relate to drug dealers and all that type of lifestyle. Hold on.
I understand what you're saying, Presley, because everybody's life not bounded by guns and killing. And I'm going to tell you now, right about now, I'm at a point in my life where drugs and all that stuff is not even a part of my life anymore. But I'm going to tell you like this, dog. With that being said, I fear no man and very few mammals. So as far as that fear thing go, that's more of a mechanism for you. I mean, if you want somebody to fear you, I mean, because like I said, growing up where we grew up at, yeah, you did look for people to fear you because you thought you had to be tougher than the next person. But that don't go into everyday. It can go into everyday life as far as okay, you in the business, you ruthless at your business, you're relentless. But to the point where it's like, okay, I'm scared to even come across that person. I mean, come on. I mean, in some instances, yeah, but I mean, as far as what you're talking about, Tama, I don't know about all that, man. I don't know about all that gangster shit.
I'm gonna break it down to you. I'm gonna break it down to all of y'all. You know how they say
like I'm in the second grade.
I'm gonna break it down to y'all like y'all in the second grade. Okay, are y'all listening? I want everybody to listen to what I gotta say. Okay,
He'd rather be Osama than Obama.
I'd rather be what?
Hey, you know that's a good one. That was a good one.
You'd rather be Bin Laden than Obama, huh?
You'd rather be Osama than Obama.
Right.
And Osama is... And Osama is dead. Thank you very much. Case in point.
And Obama still will be respected.
Can I say what I got to say, please? Can I finish my statement, please?
There's nothing to say. Obama is dead.
This is your newspaper, let me say.
I mean, Obama is dead.
Fucking fingers. Let's say that's the bad guy.
I have to get that in. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to let
you know. Your newspaper, let me say, you can point your fucking fingers.
Let's
say that's the bad
guy. Who's
that?
That's me. Y'all need people like me.
Go ahead, Osama.
Why got to be Osama? Osama dead. I'm living.
Osama, get on with
it. Osama wanted to be. He wanted. And I feel your point, Sean. I feel your point. Because Osama wanted the United States to fear him.
Right.
And you see what the fuck they got him? One
exactly.
To the chest, one to the dome.
Oh, okay. Well, since y'all want to go there, I can go there with you. Now, if you want me to be Osama, I'll be Osama tonight. Because, goddamn it, when them towers went down, everybody in this country feared it. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he wanted, and that's what he got. He got every single person in this country to fear him. Now, I'll be Osama tonight. Fear me.
Okay.
I had the whole country scared.
People did not fear him. They went after him and got him. So that was nothing.
People
feared
him.
Right,
he was feared. When them towers went down, he was feared. He was the most feared man in the United States.
No. He wasn't the most feared man. No, because now let's be realistic. He didn't set foot. Now, had he set foot on the White House lawn and took a piss and told them, stuck his middle fingers up and gave him the fuck you and then walked away, then I'd have said, yeah, you the most feared.
Right,
you could be
right.
A bad motherfucker from way over in Pakistan. You could be the baddest motherfucker you want to be. Now,
yeah,
you talking
sure.
About
he was
what
sure.
Everybody
did it ran. He did the shit and ran.
Yeah, he was a bitch.
It don't matter. He was still feared. He was the most feared man in the history of the United States.
Oh, my God. You know, he was the most wanted man in all of the United States.
No, I'm saying at that time, he was the most feared man in the United States.
The man had a
people.
I think the government should be the most feared in the United States.
The way Osama and Blasey hit his head through the wall. So how was he anybody to be feared?
He ran like a bitch. He was a bitch. He ran
like a bitch, goddammit.
He ran like a bitch. Dude, I can't believe you actually said that, dog. The dude ran like a bitch. Like I said, now, had he went to the White House, put his dick out, and told Bush suck his dick in front of everybody, Bush, you can suck my dick, you know what I'm saying? Or all that shit.
He ain't everybody's kid. Y'all probably don't want to admit it, but when that shit first happened, everybody was scared of that man.
I wasn't afraid of Obama.
Everybody feared more terrorist attacks. Everybody.
But Obama.
Nobody feared that.
I'm not afraid of any terrorist attacks. I'm not afraid of Osama
I'm gonna tell you who was scared. When it first went down. Every Arab that owned the gas station around here, that's who was scared. Because they were going to decide that we was going to take that. motherfucker, the sooner them towers went down, that gas went down, oh, I want no problems. I want no problems. Motherfuckers did not. Them motherfuckers, that's who was scared, because they knew, shit, they didn't want, no, they want that Rodney King ass whooping. Or that Reginald Vinny.
That man was feared. He was feared. Y'all are delusional.
Man, the dude
was, he was feared by everybody. He was feared by a lot of people, but he wasn't feared by me.
He was feared by everybody.
That's
all
I'm saying. Helping a kid. After doing all that bullshit and all that loud talking and all that, he went and hid himself in the cave. How in the world would anybody fear a man like that? Hiding in the cave and shit.
Hey, Abel. Hey, Abel.
Yeah, what up? Yeah.
I never liked you anyway. Pretty much.
Come on, bring it on. Bring it, bring it. I'm listening. Come on, bring it on.
Say woo!
Now, I'm not allowed to see, dog. I'm sorry, man. You can't say, you know, he was the most hated man in the United States, but the most feared.
I mean, he was the most feared when him, at that point in time.
No,
he was the most
no,
feared man in the United
no.
States.
I would say motherfuckers like Al Capone. They was feared. They was feared. You had Al Capone, Frank Nitti, gangsters like that. They were feared because they sat right there in their neighborhood and did all the shit that they was going to do, and motherfucker didn't touch him because they was feared. Now, that motherfucker, he did what he did and ran like a bitch. Matter of fact, he didn't even come over here and do it. He didn't do none of that shit. He sent
somebody he had his people to do it. Just like if he was a drug dealer. He ain't touching no drugs. That's what he got his people for.
Okay, but now, I guarantee you, Al Capone could have shot 30 motherfuckers and walked right in the restaurant the next day.
But he had his people do it.
All right, what was he at? He was in Pakistan.
You just said Al Capone was the most feared person, right? But Al Capone had his people doing all the killing.
Okay.
How did he get you fear?
Wait a minute. Are you just deaf and dumb or just stupid? What part is you not listening to? Yeah, he might have had his people to do it, but Al Capone would walk in that same motherfucking building the next day and dare you to say something to him about what he did. Shit, you didn't see that motherfucker walking down there nowhere near New York City. You didn't see him walking nowhere near the Pentagon. That some bitch stayed his punk ass in Pakistan.
Man, you know what, dog? Whenever you finish this, matter of fact, let me go ahead and let you finish your point, dog. Go ahead and finish your point, man. And then I'm going to tell you something.
You can use all the sound bites you want, but real talk is real talk. You sitting there talking about a motherfucker like him was feared. He wasn't feared. He was hated.
He was feared,
I mean,
man.
You killed 2,000, 3,000 people.
He was feared.
By who? By who? Who did he walk up on and do something to?
Everybody in the United States feared the man's name.
That means you.
I'm sorry, but it's true. It's a true statement.
You were
when that shit first happened.
You were scared of
everybody.
You
feared his name, and that's a true statement.
That's a dumbass statement.
Bin Laden's name struck fear in Americans at that time. That's all I'm saying. And that ain't a soundbite.
It was nothing but anger. You was angry, man. Hold up now. Real talk now. You killed
it was
now,
fear,
hold on, dog. Hold on. Listen to me, man. Just hear me out on this. You killed thousands upon thousands of innocent people. There was no fear towards this motherfucker. I mean, I'm not nowhere near political. I'm not no political type guy. I've never claimed to be. But you killed thousands and thousands of innocent people. You was a bitch ass motherfucker for doing that shit. That motherfucker, only thing that you had, only thing I had in my heart for that motherfucker is hate. Wasn't no fear. It was hate. I mean, I'm not no political motherfucker, but to kill thousands upon thousands of innocent people, come on, dog. There's nobody fear. I'm pretty sure everybody on this phone, nobody had no fear of them. Everybody hated him. I mean,
yeah,
whether they were white, well, hold on, man, let me finish. Whether it was white, black, black, Hispanic, whatever. Dog, it was not no motherfucking fear. I hated that motherfucker because you killed innocent people. You, if you had a problem, your problem was with motherfucking Bush or whoever it was. Tell them, motherfucker, you got a problem with. Don't sit there and kill no innocent people. How the fuck I'm a fair motherfucker who fly a fucking plane into a building? And you ain't going there and shoot nobody. You're a bitch.
Yeah, tell that dude one more time. Say it all over again. Do it one more time. Say it again.
See, my whole perspective on the terrorist attack is totally different than y'all. I don't even think there is an Osama, quite frankly. And I think the U.S. government is the one that implemented that so that the world would be afraid, so that I don't know why they were trying to There was a huge investigation because there were billions of dollars missing. And I think someone was going to investigate them, and the building where all the documents were destroyed. Now, if you look at how the plane flew into the building should have fallen to the right. It dropped down like
imploded.
Right.
It
imploded. As opposed to, it should have fallen to the right.
Yeah,
Osama bin Laden did exist. He was a real person.
I don't think he was.
His money.
He might be a real person, but
family was cool with the Bush family. How do you think he made his money? Him and Bush were business partners at one point in time. Did you know that?
Right. So why would they kill him?
Why were they
looking for him to kill him?
If they were partners in business, why were they looking to kill him?
Bush
and
Bin
Laden were business partners, dude. Don't let him
do a bad thing to him. Bush ain't do
nothing
to him.
Hey guys, let me add another twist. What the sister just said.
He don't fuck with nobody he made money off of. Come on, man. Let's be
exactly.
real.
Exactly.
If you got a two-ton plane flying into a building, it will destroy the structure, which is why the building fell flat down. The structure went bad.
No. If you know anything about aerial dynamics, the building should have fallen to the left or to the right. Because of the way the plane went into the building, it should have flown to the right.
It's just like a house. It's just like a house.
If
an airplane flew into the house on the right side of the house is going to be torn up. Not the left side. The house is
not
going
to
drop. The right side of the house is going to be torn up. That's it.
I'm saying if a plane flies into a building, it's going to mess up the structure. When the structure goes, the building's going to come straight down. It's not going to tip over.
No, that's not correct.
Because the structure is bad. Come on.
No.
The building was not even supposed to fall
like it did. That's not true.
You know,
that's not true. Okay, the building is not going to implode.
What does this got to do with fear?
Let me add another twist to this whole composition, right? If you guys don't mind. There's also some kind of a rumor that says that on the day when Bush ordered all planes to stop flying, the Obama family that were living in Washington, D.C. were flown out of the country. What do you guys make of that?
That's true. That's true. That's
I didn't hear what you said.
That man's family was here when it happened. His family was here. And the White House flew his family out of the United States. That's a true statement. Google it.
Yep, the even have video documentaries on those things, you know. So You can't just throw it out the window like that. You got to think about it.
All you got to do is Google it. His family was here. When the towers went down, his family was here. Bush got his people the hell up out of the United States privately. They got on the plane and flew out privately.
So the question is, why did they do that?
That's his boy. They're making money together. Money conquers everything.
Oh, my God.
If it's enough money involved, you make that shit right, no matter who you got to step on. It's money involved. But look,
that's BS, though.
Yeah, flip the whole
trip. All right, hold on, dog. We're gonna go to a song. We're gonna lighten the mood up a little bit. I like this song too, y'all. Tell me what y'all think about this one. Hey, we still got people listening to the show. Now we didn't talk about fear. We didn't talk. I'm Osama tonight. Push one if you got something to say to me. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I've been waiting to tell him about this country. I'ma learn you. You ready? Luda. Let me tell you about these old school Chevys, Cadillac SS Impalas. He be smoking and we got more sacks than Troy Polamalu. Your partners want some totals. My partners want some keys. In Atlanta we get that paper. Can you hate us? Say cheese. 10,000 wide damn. 15-inch kickers, my trunk bumping like it injected. Shot like a stripper, no insurance, don't need whips. Tags all outdated, I might not be to you, but my mama thinks I made it. We gon' ball till we fall, Lord, it's time to get us wasted. And I never drink that white, all my women think I'm racist. On that brown with a twist, tell these to reminisce that my name is Ludacris. And I'm like, let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about it.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Was it me or did Ludacris jam on that mug? Ludacris be flowing.
Yeah.
I quite frankly didn't like that song.
Well, I don't want you to hold on, man. Prissy Girl.
Yes.
I love that song, but I don't want you to take offense to this. But I gotta tell you.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Well, all I did was I just muted it. So there.
Well, it's a good song, man.
Okay. We got.
Hold on, man.
I hope she'll say it's devil music.
Hold on, man. Prissy girl.
Yes, sir.
You know, this is Sin City, right?
Yes.
So, you know, I got to tell you this.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
We ain't in Kansas. We get down in Sin City. Down in dirt.
Yeah.
Ain't that right, y'all? Ain't that right, Cleo?
Yes, but I still didn't like that song. I don't give a damn.
Okay, now with that being said.
And I'm not in Kansas. I'm in Minnesota.
Well, wherever you at. Why you ain't never on SinCity.Spruce.com?
I am.
I mean, other than the night of the show. I mean, we need more participation, people. I'm going to tell you that. We need more participation. We're trying to keep this site going. We're trying to keep it moving. We need more participation from our people, man. We need y'all to show us some love, man. We need more participation to keep this website going.
What do you mean? Being on the blog, putting out pictures, what, buying merchandise?
I mean, we need the whole nine yards. We need the whole nine yards.
Okay, tell me what that consists of.
I mean, anything. I mean, whatever you feel you want to contribute. I mean, if you want to comment on a blog, if you want to put a video up, if you want to put a picture up, hey, whatever you can contribute, it's just something to show that, you know, that people are paying attention to the site. Because, I mean, if nobody's paying attention, it's just like a ghost site. You feel me?
Right.
We need more participation, people. I mean, we thank y'all, we love all y'all for putting your pages up. But if we can get just a little bit more participation, we'll love it even more.
Okay, well, that's why I was asking you, what is there to participate in besides blog, video, and pictures? What else is there to participate in?
Hold on. We got games on there. We got polls on there. We need people to vote on the polls. You know what I'm saying? Is Father Time sexy? I need y'all to go in there and click yes. I'm a sexy motherfucker. You know, hey, Sean. Sean.
Okay, I'm making a list of all these things so that I can participate.
I didn't know that
these were available, and I didn't know you needed us to participate. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Hello?
Tell a friend. That's the best thing. Tell a friend.
Right. Tell a friend. That's what we need. We need participation. We work hard on the site, y'all. We try to keep the site fresh. We try to keep it updated. But, you know, if nobody's participating, I mean, we're working hard for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We just want people to show a little love. You know what I'm saying? Everybody on Facebook, and y'all know what? On Facebook, you can't post what you want on Facebook. But on Sin City, you can. You can put whatever you want on there. You can't put naked pictures up on Facebook, Sin City. You can. You can't create a sex room on Facebook, but Sin City, you can. Whatever you can't do on Facebook, you can definitely do in Sin City. You know what I'm saying? Terms and all that bullshit to accept. Anything goes in Sin City, y'all.
I would encourage most of the people on my Facebook to listen to the show, but most of the people on my Facebook are family and friends that would not appreciate talking about some stuff we talk about.
Well, what do we talk about today that they wouldn't want to talk about? What do we talk about today that they don't want? If they don't want to talk about freaky stuff, tell them to call in on Tuesday.
Okay.
Wednesday is this freaky night. Ain't that right, Sean? Hey, Sean.
Yes?
Sean, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, where are the white women at? What the fuck?
I know a couple of them that I could probably get to call in.
Please do. I ain't doing sisters no more, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm not doing sisters no more. Osama is not doing sisters anymore.
Oh, you know what? That's so
too
loud.
Too many problems.
That's
I just want to know where the white women are.
That's so
man, I think white women have more problems than black sisters. Don't do that, bro. Don't do that, man.
Pop 10.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
that's
ma'am.
That's so loud.
Where's
baby.
Candy at?
And I had something for you, too.
Oh, I take it all back. I take it all back. What you got for me, baby?
Nope.
What you got for me, baby? I'm
going to give it to Cass.
I take that shit back. Fuck them white girls.
I'm going to give it to Cass, damn.
I'm back on the sisters.
I'll give you a hint. It's wet.
It's bullshit. How wet is it?
Like, super soaked.
Super soaking. Okay, tell me more.
Oh man, I thought this was supposed to be Wednesday show. See, that's why Princess Diamond came to this show.
It was my Wannigan. It was a Wannigan.
A what?
A Wannigan.
She did say it was a super soaker.
A water gun, huh?
Yeah, but I got the real stuff for Cass.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Hey man, just face the facts. I'm that lovable guy, dog.
But I still love you,
nigga. You bullshitting.
I still love you, though, Father Tan. You still my nigga.
Hey, Sean, you know what?
No.
You know what?
This is what I was going to do.
Come here, I'm going to eat you.
Not anymore.
Ooh, that sounds scary. You could have put a little nice one on there. Dang.
You ain't seen Father Ty when he get horny, huh? He gets
I'm
scared.
I'm good. Father Ty, probably rip me apart.
Hey, shit. All right, that boy do your bad.
Oh, 5 to 10.
Hey.
Oh. Man, y'all just don't know. I done seen
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
Hey, y'all, can we talk about something else? Because I'm horny and I can't get what I want, who I want tonight. So, can we switch the subject?
You horny?
Thanks for understanding.
Well, let me tell you something, Sean. Before we switch the subject, this is...
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
You're silly.
That's all I'm saying. You got to believe in me, baby. Believe in me. Everything I tell you is going to be the best for both of us. All I'm saying. I'll be down there next weekend. Holla.
Yeah, okay.
My dad's birthday. All right, but we're going to jump into something. What, you got something you want to hit on right quick, right, dog?
Yeah. Check this out. Jadane, where you at, baby?
I'm right here.
Okay. Let me ask you. I know you all rough and tough and all that stuff. I know that you're older now. I know you told us things about your past, but now that you're older now, if you lived next door to a policeman, would you look at that as a pro or a con?
It ain't bothering me, so I guess it would be a plus.
It'd be a plus to you. Now,
yeah.
Now, 10 years ago. Let's go back 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You live next door to the police. Would it be a plus
mm-hmm.
or would it be a plus or a car there?
Well, the shit we was doing, it would be a car.
You say what now?
I said, with the stuff we was doing, I'm sure that would be a negative.
Because I'm asking because, all right, now I see the situation where this guy, I was standing outside, right, and the
mm-hmm.
guy was, he had pulled up, he had parked fucked up, and the police pulled up, and the police was like, whose car is this? And I was like, well, hell, I don't know. So
mm-hmm.
the guy came out, and the police was like, I'm about to tow your car. You got license? He like, no. And actually, y'all, he was Mexican. I don't know if he's Mexican or Puerto Rican. I don't want to say the wrong one. I don't want to call, you know. But whatever it is, he didn't. The guy asked him for his green card. And I was like, wow, a green card? And he was like, no, I don't have that neither. So the police was like, so the guy was like, can I get one of my friends just to move the car? So the guy walks up, and he's like, can you please move my car? And I'm looking at this guy like, what? He's like, can you please move my car? And I'm like, if the police let me move it, I'll move it for you. So, you know, the police looked at me. The police said, hey, you don't even know this guy, do you? And, you know, me, I ain't got time to be arguing with no police. So I'm like, hell no, I don't know him. So he like, all right, well, I'm going to go and let you move his car, you know. But, and so he told the guy, if I catch you driving the car, I'm taking your ass to jail. Just so happened the police stay like two doors down, and the condo like two doors down. So now this guy's sitting there like, the guy's like, the motherfucker stays right there. I can't move my fucking car. I mean, he was pissed. That little Mexican man was pissed. You hear me? So, you know, and I'm looking like, well, you know, how the fuck can you really get mad? You do what the fuck you did anyway. So the other guy walked outside. Now, this other guy, he walked outside. I guess, let's just say he's a tree salesman. So the guy comes to me and he says, hey, is he gone? And I said, is who gone? He's like, the policeman. And I was like, yeah, he just went down the street. So he like, yeah, he don't like me. I'm like, okay, what did you do? He like, yeah, he always trying to arrest me for shit. Fuck him. So now, not even two days later, it was a day later. So I ain't got to say that he always trying to arrest him. He comes walking past me with a bag of sandwich bags in his hand. When we all know in the G, you walk, we all know you walking around in the G with you ain't going home to make no motherfucking ham sandwiches. So now I'm looking at this guy like, how? There you go. I'm looking at this guy like, how stupid are you? You got to be the dumbest motherfucker walking around. No wonder this police keep fucking with you. You walking down the street with a motherfucking sandwich bag. At what point do you not realize that, all right, look here, dog. I mean, if you don't want this police who stayed two doors down from you, you don't want this police to fuck with you, why are you doing things to fuck with him? Why are you doing things? You're blatantly doing disrespectful things. And that's just the way I look at it. Now, Father Time told me I was looking too far into it, that the guy might have been going home to make a ham sandwich.
No, he might be making his lunch for work. He needs some shit to wrap his sandwiches in.
I ain't never seen that motherfucker leave out for work when I'm going.
He might work a different shift.
That motherfucker at home all day.
Hey, there's a reason for everything, man. There's a reason for everything.
All right, people. Now, am
well,
I crazy?
Let's go down the list. Now, hold on, dog. Let's go down the list. Abel, what do you think having the police live next door to you is good or bad?
Well,
Abel?
Yeah, I don't ever want to live anywhere closer to anybody or anything called police. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the idea of being closer to any people like that. So
they
gonna
I'll be pass on
that
one.
I
guess your ass is loaded. All right, pretty girl.
It's better to keep the
next door to a cop. Pretty
oh,
girl.
Yeah.
You think living next door to a cop is good or bad?
Good, because my brother's a police officer.
Okay. Now, I had something for that, but I'm going to leave that one alone. That's bruh. I'm not even going to comment on that one. I'm just going to move on along. Sean.
No, you have something to say, bring it. You
have
something to say, bring it.
I ain't got nothing to say.
Yes, you do.
Good or bad? No, I don't. Good or bad, Sean?
I say bad, because they ain't nothing but nosy neighbors with a little bit of authority. That's all.
Now, see, that's it. You know what, Sean? Sean, I got something else to tell you. I like what you just said. I really do. So this is from the bottom of my heart to you, okay? You listening?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I knocked the dust off that pussy.
What happened?
So the fact that she said that turned you on to that point?
I had to queue it up, dog. I had to go with it, man. Just go with it. On the real, on the serious side, y'all. On the serious side. I don't like the police. I hate the police. And I don't never ever want to live next door to the police.
Okay, tomorrow.
Because they ain't nothing but a big-ass fucking gang. That's all they are.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that the police are the largest gang in the country.
Damn. The police is the most organized gang in the country. That's all they are, fucking gang members.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they all punks when they by themselves. When they pull you over, what's the first thing they do? They call their boys for backup. Because they too scared to get out the car and roll up on you and tell you why they pulled you over. They wait. So they got 3-4 other police with them. Then they roll up and be like, you know why I pulled you over? No, I don't know why you pulled me over. What the fuck you pulled me over for? And I've been pulled over by them bastards a bunch of times. Fuck the police. I hate the police. Sorry, I do. Bastards. And one of them got fired today. I was happy.
You say easily upset, brother.
I hate the police, man. I fucking hate them motherfuckers, man. They rob you.
Okay, now, all right, not to play devil's advocate, but what did they ever rob you for? Drug money?
Man, they robbed me. I was on my way to Lee's Chicken House. It used to be right there on Broadway about 2 in the morning. The motherfuckers pulled me over and robbed me, man. They took all my money. Yes, they did. About 2 in the morning. I was just on my way to Lee's Chicken House, because, you know, they got the best chicken in the G, I must admit. I don't know if it's still open, but their chicken was fire. And those some bitches pulled me over and robbed me, man. They took all
was
my money. Straight up.
Was it jail? Was
I ain't
going
to jail.
Was
I wasn't riding dirty. They just took my money.
Where's the drug money they took?
Where's
the drug money they took?
It don't matter. They took my money.
It wasn't there. Don't matter. It wasn't there. So therefore, it was drug money. Well, they knew who you was.
They knew exactly why they took you.
Did they take your drugs too?
How'd they know you had any money?
They searched me when they pulled me out the car. They took everything out of my pocket. That's what they do, because they fake-ass, punk-ass bitches.
Okay, was you ride dirty? Was your license intact?
Nope. They were
all, right, all you did is say to keep, stay your ass out of jail. That's all you did.
That's the point, man. I'm just trying to go get something to eat. The motherfuckers ain't got nothing else better to do.
You was driving to the license, right?
Young entrepreneurs like myself. That's all they do, man. I hate them.
Really? Really?
I can't stand it. They shot my brother 7 times. Fuck the police, man. I hate them motherfuckers, man. Any kind of cop. I don't care if you're a security guard. I got no love for you. Fuck you and your mama. This is how I feel. They shot my brother 7 times, man. I hate him. With a passport.
We're not going to get into that one.
Well, that's one of my reasons why I hate them some bitches. Fuck them. I hope they all die. They're just a big-ass gang, man. Because they got a badge, they can do whatever they want to do. Come on. Everybody can have a run-in with the cops. And, you know, 90% of the time, they wrong. They pull you over for bullshit. And they didn't want to search your car. Oh, I got probable cause to search your car. Just because you pulled me over, that's not probable cause. But if you tell them no, what's going to happen to me? Then they're going to take you to jail. Then they're going to search your car anyway. Because when they pull you over, the first thing they say is, do I have permission to search your car? What you going to say? No? Because then if you say no, that's probable cause because you didn't let them. So they got probable cause to search your car. Fuck them, man. They fake. All cops. I'm sorry. I kind of went off a little bit, but I apologize, y'all, but I just don't like the police. Sorry. But go ahead, man. I'm done.
I'm just trying to figure out where all our sympathy coming from, brother.
Man, they robbed me. They shot my brother. I hate them, dude. I can't stand them, man. I hate every cop on the planet, man. Any kind of
okay,
cop,
that,
I hate
you. Now, hold on, bro. I mean, I'm asking the question because I know what everybody's probably thinking. Without it being said, did your brother do anything? I mean, yay, nay. I mean, was he innocent bystander?
No, he wasn't an innocent bystander. He wasn't an innocent bystander, but it didn't take them much.
They didn't have to shoot him 7 times. Their statistics that say
No. They shot at him 24 times. One cop emptied his clip and reloaded and shot 4 more times.
See, there are statistics that say that black men are shot at and killed. What is it?
It was
70% more than white people, than white criminals.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait, Prissy Girl, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you right there, Prissy Girl. Okay, we don't condone racism in Sin City. It don't matter if you're white or black. If you're a cop, I hate you. White, black, Mexican, Puerto Rican. I don't care what color you is. If you're a cop, I hate your ass.
No, what I'm saying is that statistically, they say that black men are shot more often than white people. That's what I said. That was my comment.
I agree. They killed that dude that was coming. He was having his bachelor party in New York. I know y'all remember this. And the cops killed him. Y'all remember that one?
No.
The dad was getting married the very next day. He was having a bachelor party. He came out the club, and the police said that one of his friends went for something, and they unloaded on the crowd, and they killed this guy on the night of his wedding. He was getting married the very next day. They were just out kicking and having fun, and the police killed him. And then the guy in New York a couple of years ago was going for his wallet, and they shot him like 20-something times. Man, fuck
yeah, that was an African. That was an African dude from Guinea.
Yeah, right. He's just going for his party to show his ID, and they put like 20 holes in him, man.
Fuck the police, man. What a passion. Fuck all y'all. Forever. I'm a dick. I can't stand them motherfuckers, man. Cop ain't never done nothing for me. Ever. All
why
I learned
did you try to be a police?
Bad shit.
Why did you try to be a police?
Shit, because it wasn't all the jobs in here. Drizzle or cop. I chose cop. I failed the test. I missed the motherfucking test by 1 point, man. The son of bitches could give me 1 fucking point. If I ended up being a drug dealer. That was my only 2 options, cop or drug dealer. I tried to go the right way. They wouldn't give me that 1 little punk-ass point. So fuck them.
Nigga, you was working at I-5. You was working at I-5. What are you talking about?
That was before. I'm sorry, what was that, baby? You don't have a cop in your family, do you?
What?
You don't have a cop in your family, do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, no disrespect to you. I just hate the police.
Mm-hmm. You didn't say no disrespect to me.
I said that earlier to you. No disrespect to you neither. Me personally, I've never had a positive interaction with the police. Never. Not one positive. I mean, we had Officer Friendly in elementary school. We had Officer Friendly. I thought all cops was good when I met him. As I grew up and I had more run-ins with the police, it was never nothing positive. Never. They're the biggest organized gang in the United States. They are.
Hold on, man. Are you just mad because you got clotheslined when you was running from the police that time?
and you broke
your radio because you was running for the police and you didn't realize that clothesline was right there.
I'm talking about as an adult.
You had those rips on your neck for like 2 months.
I know, man. And it was black as hell, too, man. Looked like somebody tried to hang me. But I'm talking about as an adult. As an adult, I've never had a positive experience with no type of police officer in my life. Seriously. Since I've been like 19, I've never, ever had a positive experience with the police. I've never ever dialed 911. A day in my life. Never dialed 911. Never. I figured I'd just handle it myself. I mean, what they going to do?
Let me ask you this, Father Time. Whenever you've had an interaction with the police, were you doing anything you weren't supposed to be doing?
Sometimes I was, sometimes I wasn't. Now, I got pulled over. I went to the gas station. I went past the police. He looked at me, and I looked at him. I pulled into the gas station. I was going to get me some candy. I'm a candy freak. I like candy late at night. I was going to get me some candy. I went to the gas station, got me some candy. I pulled out, and he was right behind me and actually pulled me over. He walked up to the car and said, "Why you pull me over?" He said, "License and registration." I said, "Why you pull me over?" He said, "License and registration." And then he gave some kind of call on his little radio. And then the motherfucker told me I had the nerve to be lucky he got another call and left. And he never once told me why he pulled me over. Never once told me.
Well, that's called DWB. That's called DWB, driving while black.
But I don't want to make it a racial thing. I think all police are like that. It don't matter. I think they all the same. They're just a big gang. They look out for each other and fuck everybody else.
I have to say, my brother's not like that.
And a few people shit.
Have you drove around with your brother? You been in the car with him?
He's told me stories about what he does and people he's had to pull over and calls he's gotten and blah, blah, blah.
Well, I just never had a positive experience with the police, and they shot my brother. I just have no love for him. I really don't.
And that's your right. That's your right. And I'm okay with that.
That's just me.
As an American citizen, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yes, indeed. I surely am. Thank you.
So what if you're not an American citizen? You're not entitled to your views?
Are you an American citizen, Abel?
No, I'm not.
Well, mind your goddamn business.
I know, man. I know you're always doing that shit, man. Yeah, keep it on. One of these days, you're gonna see me spinning right by you, man.
Hey, that was a good one. All right, y'all. We way past time, y'all. We way past time.
We're only 6 minutes past time.
To them, that's way past time.
You're crazy.
Normally, they just cut us off. They must be listening. Hi. Hi, Internet Radio people. We try to censor our show. We still talk.
Hello.
About they do it. They try to censor our show. They actually try to block our show, y'all.
Who?
They say internet people. They say we too raw. They actually try to ban us. They censor our shit, for real. Seriously.
Really?
Hey, it takes a lot to put this show together, y'all. It does. It's not just, for y'all, you guys just call in and give it a hell, whatever you want to say. But in order for y'all to say whatever y'all want to say, they be on our trail. They censor us. I mean, if you search our show, you can't find it. Seriously.
Really?
No, I'm serious. If you search,
wow.
If you go and search the show, it will not pop up in your search engine. It won't. They banned us. But it's Sin City. That's how we get down. We find a way to get past all that stuff. Now you can listen to our show from SinCity.Spritz.com. No terms there. We can say what we want to say there.
Wow.
Am I lying, dog? That's how we get down, yo.
So.
Yeah, they try to.
This is America.
They don't
you should be able
you
to say whatever the hell you want to say, wherever you want to say it, however you want to say it, unless you're threatening somebody's life.
That's CWD. Talking wild.
Now
block.
What?
Hey, tell it to the internet people. They don't want to ban us. You know what I'm saying? They ban us as far as they should go. But as far as we go, we found a little loophole right around that. And you can still hear our shit on the internet. You can still hear our
okay.
shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We don't have to end it. So we're going to start with Prissy Girl. Any last words?
Nope. I enjoyed the show, as usual.
All right. Abel, you got any last words, bro?
Oh, yeah. I just want to say a lot of you guys, and I know most of the time when I say something, there's a bunch of people out there laughing because they don't understand what I'm saying, but I still love you guys, okay? Have a good night.
I understand what you're saying, man. You just got to talk a little slower next time. They know what you're saying. Janine, you got any last words?
Good show. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right. You got any last words, dog?
Yeah, it sounds like she's dripping wet still. Still in tub.
Dripping wet.
Yes, I am.
Dripping wet.
Oh, that's tomorrow's show. SinCity.Spruce.com. Y'all tell a friend. Tell a friend, tell a friend. Let's get this on the cracking.
Janine, you in a tub or something?
Yes, I am.
You got your bubbles going?
Hold on, man. I picked up on that first. Don't be trying to move in on my shit.
I know you picked up on it, man. I'm just expanding a little bit, man. You got the suds and everything going on?
Do I have the what?
The suds. You got the bubble baths with the little beads and all that good shit? And the water with you?
Of course. And my skin's so soft and all of that.
Got to be more careful. Hey, Janine.
Yes.
Janine, this is what I want you to do. I want you to close your eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to picture me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the tub with you, right? Close your eyes. You got your eyes closed?
I can't breathe.
Look, man, I'm about to mute you, dude. You got your eyes closed, Janine?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Now, all right, picture one of my pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
just listen to this and imagine this.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
I thought it was over, didn't you? All right, y'all, we out here. We got to go for real. All right, y'all. You ain't had no problem with that, right? It's just fun, okay? We just having some fun, Janine.
I know.
We good, right?
Yeah, we good.
All right. All right, y'all, we out here. Peace, love, hair grease. 8:30 tomorrow. Tell your friends. Tell your cousins, your uncles, everybody. All right, y'all, we out of here. Oh, hey, you know what? Hey, I don't want nobody to hang up. Janine, hold on, y'all. Hold on for a second. Janine.
Yes.
Okay, this is for you, Janine. I put this on here specifically for you. I want nobody to hang up. I want y'all to listen to this. This is a little spoken word from me to Janine since we was talking about Osama and all that good stuff. Y'all check this out. Don't hang up.
There have been no words, no poetry in ashes south of canal, no prose in trucks driving debris and DNA. Evident out my window in abstract reality, sky where once was steel, smoke where once was flesh. Please, God, let it be a mistake, the pilot's heart, the plane's engine. God, please, don't let it be anyone who looks like my brothers. I don't know how bad a life has to break in order to kill. I've never been so hungry that I willed hunger. Never so angry as to want a gun over a pen, not really. Even as a woman, a Palestinian, never this broken. Ricardo on radio said in his accent thick as yucca, I will feel so much better when the first bombs drop over there. A woman crying in a car parked and stranded in hurt, I offered comfort, a hand she did not see before she said, we're gonna burn them so bad. My hand went to my head and my head to the dead Iraqi children, the dead in Nicaragua, in Rwanda, who vied with fake sport wrestling for America's attention. People saying this was bound to happen. Let's not forget U.S. transgressions. Hold up. I live here. These are my friends. and fam, me in those buildings, and we're not bad people. Do not support America's bullying. Can I just have half a second to feel bad? Thank you, woman, who saw me blinking cool and blinking tears, opened her arms before she asked, do you want a hug? Big white woman in her embrace only people with flesh can offer. My brother's in the Navy, I said, and we're Arabs. Wow, you got double trouble. Word. One more person asked me if I knew the hijackers. One more motherfucker asked me what Navy my brother is in. One more person assumed no Arabs or Muslims were killed. Assume they know me, or that I represent a people, or that a people represent an evil, or that evil is as simple as a flag and words on a page. We did not vilify white men when McVeigh bombed Oklahoma. Give out his family's address or church, or blame the Bible or Pat fucking Robertson. Networks air footage of Palestinians dancing in the street. No apology that hungry children are bribed with sweets that turn their teeth brown. Correspondents edit images. Archives facilitate lazy journalism. And when we talk about holy books, hooded men, and death, why never mention the KKK? If there are any people on earth who understand how New York is feeling right now, they are in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Bush has waged war on a man once openly funded by the CIA. I've read too many books to believe what I'm told. I don't give a fuck about bin Laden. His vision of the world don't represent me or those I love. But I've signed petitions for years to out the U.S.-sponsored Taliban. Shit is complicated, and I don't know what to think, but I know who will pay. Women, mostly colored and poor, will have to bury children, support themselves through grief. In America, it will be those amongst us who refuse blanket attacks on the shivering, who work toward social justice and opposing hateful policies. Either you are with us or with the terrorists, meaning keep your people under control and resistance censored, meaning we got the loot and the nukes. Never felt less American and more Brooklyn than these days. These stars and stripes represent the dead as citizens first, not family, not lovers. My skin is real thin. My eyes are darker. The future holds little light. My baby brother is a man now, on alert, praying five times a day. The orders he will take are righteous, and not weigh his soul down from the afterlife. Both my brothers, my heart stops. Not a beat disturbs my fear. Muslim gentlemen, born in Brooklyn, and their faces are of the Arab man, all eyelashes and nose and beautiful color and stubborn hair. What will their lives be like now? Over there is over here. Across the river, burning rubber and limbs. Rescuers traumatized. Skyline brought back to human size, no longer taunting gods. I cried when I saw those buildings collapse on themselves like a broken heart. I have never owned pain that needs to spread like that. There is no poetry in this. Causes and effects, symbols and ideologies, mad conspiracy here. Information we'll never know. There is death here and promises of more. There is life here. Anyone hearing this is breathing, maybe hurting, but breathing for sure. If there is any light to come, it will shine from the eyes of those who look for peace and justice after the rubble and rhetoric are cleared and the phoenix has risen. Affirm life. Affirm life. We got to carry each other now. You are either with life or against it. Affirm life.
All right, y'all. We out of here. I thought that was a very, very deep, deep spoken word poetry that lady just said. So, we out. Peace out, y'all. I'll let y'all tomorrow night. Thanks for calling.